a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Transportation meeting will come to order. We do apologize for the delay. We had a little technical difficulty with our secretary's computer, and I believe we're supposed to have that as part of the process. So we're just going to move on here, and hopefully we'll have some assistance here in a little bit. First of all, thank you to all of you that are here in the room, and welcome to our internet listeners as well. I do see we have a number of guests here, and I'd like for those that are in the room as guests visiting, we'd like to have you guys stand up and be recognized. So I'll start over here in the FFA and then move to the FCCLA and then over to the Boy Scouts. If you want to stand up and introduce yourself, we'd love to have you do that.
I'm Bershine with Skills USA.
I'm Shayla Johnson, and I'm the South Dakota FCCLA Secretary.
I'm Tyson Lager, and I'm the State Vice President of Chapter Recognition.
I'm David Wong, and I'm a legal scout.
I'm Joseph Linden, and I'm a second year Weeblo scout.
Well, thank you for coming. We appreciate you being here to the Transportation Committee. I'll have the, again, reminder for those of you that are here as guests to turn your cell phones off, and then the Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Ironcloud?
Here.
Cop?
Here.
Lang? Lang?
Yes. Here.
McLaughlin?
Here.
Nordstrom?
Sorry, I got
Russell?
Here.
Shrimp?
Here.
Steele?
Here.
Street?
Here.
Verschio?
Here.
Junkie?
Here.
And Cribs?
Here.
We have
quorum. Quorum is present. The chair, I'm sure, has allowed all of you to read the minutes. I will entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes.
So moved. Second.
Motion for the approval of minutes by Representative Steele, seconded by Representative Junkie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. I'm going to remind you, those of you that are testifying today, to sign in. There are two bills on the docket today, House Bill 1033 and House Bill 1130. If you are going to be testifying, to make sure to sign in for those two bills as well. First up is House Bill 1033, and at the small request of those involved in the ethanol industry, I'm going to defer House Bill 1033 to February 4th, which is this coming Thursday. We do have the ethanol industry representatives here, but those that are going to be coming in on Thursday for a special breakfast and meeting do want to be here and be able to participate as proponent testimony for House Bill 1033, so they want to coincide it with their meeting on Thursday morning, so they'd be here to testify as well. So House Bill 1033 will be deferred to February 4th, Thursday. House Bill 1130. A bill to include the spouses of certain members of the armed forces who died in military service as eligible for Gold Star special license plates. We're looking for proponent testimony on House Bill 1130.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Bill Van Gerpen, state representative from District 19, Bonham, Douglas, Hutchinson, and parts of Turner County. And, Madam Chair, I have an amendment. Would you like me to distribute that at this time? Or?
Granted.
Some of you may remember that last year, Senator Stan Adelstein brought forth legislation that created the opportunity to have a license plate. And it was primarily for parents who had lost a son or a daughter in military action. And that was part of the Gold Star special license plate program that's been around for many, many years. And in the discussion as we were passing that that proposed legislation around was the question of why not the spouse be added to qualify for this special license plate as well. And I had tossed that around, but I had some questions in my own mind about the intent of the original Family Star program. And that's why I wanted to verify that we were okay in doing that. And I did some research and found out that other states have gone beyond just the parent. As you know, for a couple of years, I was gone from this legislature on an active duty assignment in Iowa. And my task during those 2 years was to work with families and to prepare a program for the state of Iowa with some mental health professionals that would somehow lessen the pain and kind of bring families together quicker when the spouse is returned from military duty. And that also included the responsibility of contacting members of those soldiers who had been lost or killed in battle and delivering that message. And, of course, that opened doors of my eyes to situations that were really in my mind and will be there forever. As I saw the hurt and the pain of delivering that kind of a message. And so my heart is soft to try to help out those families and get them some recognition for the hardship that they have been through and what they're going through even currently. And so we decided to expand this piece of legislation that we had last year, and I think it passed unanimously in both houses, to include the spouses of the soldiers who were killed in battle or in war. And in that discussion, I was contacted by the Military Affairs Association across the street, and they were concerned about the bill that it might include also the siblings and the children. And I thought that was an excellent idea. And so we got together, and that's why the amendment that I have before you today is that the original bill, we just included the spouse as an addition to the parent. But the amendment would expand that to include the sibling or child. So a brother or sister or child would qualify for this family plate, as we'll call it. As I began to discuss with the folks who would be doing the legwork on this, I just was amazed at the support that the legislature was giving to me in signing off on this bill. And I think everyone has signed, both in the House and in the Senate. And then when I contacted, or Colonel Steve Harding contacted me, retired Colonel Harding, he did the legwork with finding what needed to be done and putting the legislation together, and talked to Ms. Deb Hilmer, and they really did the background of this and put it together for us today, and they comprise the amendment, and they're going to speak in just a minute. But before they do, I want to ask your favorable consideration of the legislation, proposed legislation, but I also want to express to Colonel Harding and to Ms. Hilmer the support that they have provided to me in putting together this piece of legislation. I think Ms. Hilmer has a copy of the license plate that was put together last year, and I think you'll find it to be a very striking license plate, but they have really done what I appreciated in terms of helping me put together this legislation. I want you folks to know that they have done an excellent job in that way. And that's pretty much the gist of the bill. We're just going to expand it to include the brothers and sisters and children and spouse to last year's piece of legislation. And I think at this time, Colonel Harding and Ms. Hilmer will testify in regards to the bill. And I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Van Gerpen. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1130.
Good morning.
Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, members of the committee. Retired Colonel Steve Harding, Deputy Secretary of Military and Veterans Affairs. I believe Representative Van Gerpen really wrapped everything up concerning this bill. And we certainly appreciate his help on this, as well as everyone here. The Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, since this was originally passed, where parents were in the bill to display the license plates. We did, as Representative Van Gerpen said, wanted to add spouses. Since that time, we've had numerous requests in the department from families, from parents, actually, who, you know, other sons or daughters wanted to display their license plate, the special plate on their vehicles. And so we are asking for that additional amendment request to add those individuals on the license plate request. And the Gold Star license plate is just another way to preserve the memories and sacrifices of these brave soldiers that died in action. So I certainly ask for your support for House Bill 1130.
Thank you, Colonel. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1130.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. And we do rise in support of the bill and the amendment to the bill. Last year, when Senator Adelstein and Representative Van Gerpen put the bill in, we talked extensively about expanding it. So when we went and developed the actual plate, we indicated, and I'll show it to you, and put Gold Star Family on the plate. And that's why you see some of the terminology that was put into the bill was to refer to it as the Gold Star Family plate. So we have issued, and just this last year, 15 of these plates. They do pay $10 for the special plate, and then they do pay their regular license plate fees. So there's not a loss of revenue for our highway funds due to this. They pay the initial, when they get the initial plate, the first time they pay the $10, and then they don't pay it after that. So I'd be happy to answer any questions at appropriate time.
Good. Thank you, Director. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1130. Did I lose our senator? Senator Brown, was he going to testify?
He's back there.
Yeah. For the proponent testimony on House Bill 1130. I believe Senator Brown was back there and going to testify. Maybe he had to testify in another area. For the proponent testimony on House Bill 1130. Does the page want to step outside and just make sure he's not standing out there on the phone or anything? We'll just be at ease for a second. At this time, seeing no further proponents, opponents to House Bill 1130. Opponent to House Bill 1130. Opponent testimony to House Bill 1130. Seeing none, the testimony will close. And this time, we'll would you like to make a proponent testimony? I'll back up.
Yep.
It's all right. There you go. Sorry about that. I'll move back into proponent testimony to clarify. I did call for opponent, and I did call for a closing, but I will allow and grant the opportunity for you to be a proponent testimony.
I apologize, Madam Chair. We were running a little bit short on time, and I didn't think I was going to have the opportunity to do this. But, you know, as probably—
please state your name for the record.
Sorry,
please.
This is Senator Corey Brown. I represent District 23. You know, as one of the members of the legislature who is a veteran and probably the most recently separated veteran, I've had the chance already to see those issues that affect our veterans. And by making efforts like this and that first step that we took last year plays such a huge role in that. And one of the reasons, and this has kind of come to light recently, I don't know if folks on the committee had noticed, but about a week ago, there was a pilot, a Navy pilot, who was on a routine training mission down in Louisiana. Unfortunately, he, as the instructor, did not make it in the crash, although the student did. For those of you who have probably been reading the papers, you'll realize that Lieutenant Wormers was from the Mitchell area, originally Mount Vernon. Certainly, it's a little bit personal for me because Clint and I had flown together in my last squadron many missions. We had tracked through that squadron at the same time. So when I take a look at a bill like this, where I know that his family will have the opportunity to have a symbol or a recognition and be allowed to place that on their vehicles, I think that we as a state owe that to the families of the young men and women who serve to protect our rights. So with that, I would certainly urge your support of both the amendment and the bill, and I thank you for your latitude, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Brown, for your testimony, and thank you for your service to our country and the story. We appreciate what you do for us as well. At this time, we have closed public testimony on House Bill 1130. Any questions? I'll move to questions of the committee. Questions from the committee on House Bill 1130. Questions of the committee? Representative Steele.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Representative Van Berken. Or I should say I have a question for. I want to just talk at you. I notice on this you say spouse, sibling, or child. Was there some reason you left off the grandchild? I mean, not the grandchild, but the stepchild. Where do we draw the line? Was that the reason?
That would be the reason. I'd like to see grandchildren, too. Madam Chair, excuse me. You know, I can just see how important this will be to grandchildren to be able to display later on in their years as they acquire a car, to have a license plate that would remember and remind others that their grandfather or grandmother had died in battle. But I remember back in school, there was the law of diminishing returns, and that's probably the only one economic lesson that I remember, is that you carry some things so far, and then they begin to lose their effectiveness and their impact. And so I guess that's why we decided to leave it as it is in this legislation.
Okay. Follow-up, Representative Steele.
Yes, please. Just, I guess, a statement. I look at this, and I have sons and I have stepsons, and my stepsons are just as close to me as my sons, which is why I asked the question, but maybe that's something for next year. Thank you.
Further questions of the committee on House Bill 1130?
Madam Chair, could I respond?
Grant latitude.
Representative Steele, honestly, I'm not opposed. If you want to make that as an amendment, it'd be nice to do what we're going to do at one time and clean this up. I'm not opposed to that proposed legislation. I don't think that if I could ask Colonel Harding for his response to that, too, would that be okay?
Response from Colonel Harding on Representative Steele's question. Still in questions from the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, Chairperson. Right now, our department did look at how far back families did go throughout the nation, and we discovered that 27 states now have parent, spouse, sibling, or children. So that's kind of how we've made our determination. I believe there is only one state that went past, or possibly two, that went past that, and as Representative Van Gerpen discussed. So that's how we determine.
Thank you, Colonel. Further questions of the committee? Further questions of the committee? We'll move on to committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Steele, or excuse me, Representative Junkie. Sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move Amendment 113000OA, the amendment that was proposed by Representative Van Gerpen. 1130OA.
Motion by Representative Junkie, seconded by Representative McLaughlin, to move Amendment 113000OA. All those in favor of the amendment? Thank you. Discussion on the amendment.
I'll, Madam Chair.
Go for it, Representative.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. And I think this is a fitting amendment the staff has brought forth for us. I'd like to get this and moved and on the bill, and then we'll defer to Representative Steele and see if he wants to take it any further. I hope you can look favorably upon 1130OA.
Further discussion on the motion to amend? Further discussion on the motion to amend with Amendment 1130OA. All those in favor of the motion to amend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion amend. House Bill 1130 amended. Further discussion and or action on House Bill 1130.
Madam Chair.
Representative Steele.
I move to pass.
Motion to do pass by Representative Steele, seconded by Representative Verschio. Comments on the do pass motion, Representative Steele.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I won't be making any amendment to this. I think when I look at what Representative Van Gerpen says about diminishing returns, I'd hate to push a hole in his lesson that he learned in high school. But, and I think there is a point. That's a valid point. And I would like to leave it as is. I think it's a terrific thing that we should be doing. And I'm very pleased that you brought it forth to expand it into this. Thank you.
Further comments on the do pass motion, Representative Verschio.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would also like to address his economic remarks. I guess that he's being a little shy. You know, he is a successful ag producer, so my submission is that he learned his economic lessons well. If he didn't, he'd be broke. Thank you.
Further comments on the do pass motion on House Bill 1130 as amended. Further comments? Before you, we have a do pass motion on House Bill 1130 as amended. The Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Ironcloud.
Aye.
Kopp.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
McLaughlin.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Shrimp.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Street.
Aye.
Verschio.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye. House Bill 1130 passes as amended. Further discussion on House Bill 1130.
Madam Chair.
Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is this the appropriate time to move 1130 OTA, the title amendment?
Yes.
I move the amendment
1130 OTA. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Street. This is the motion. Comments on that motion? No further comments necessary. It is a title amendment, as you see, with the change in the language that we would have to also amend the title, so it is a title amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Title amendment so approved. Further, I guess that's it. That was a short, quick day. We could have probably done that by 10:15 as well as we did last week. What we'll take up then is on Thursday will be House Bill 1033. We'll move to the bottom of the calendar with House Bill 1125 and House Bill 1140 on Thursday, February 4th it is, at 10 a.m. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
It's Representative Junkie, seconded by Representative Kopp. All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Transportation so adjourned.